Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. For the first time, for this time and that time, if I got the wrong microphone, there we go. I can hear myself talk. Who wants to hear me talk? 244-9234, 244-9234. You can't get it when you get in here on the great station. Our main line, that's our main line. I hear Giant 90.9, SchoolTalk1 at yahoo.com. So get ready. The session is session. It's started. Michaela, my senior producer, is here. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing all right.
You doing awesome?
Yeah.
I got Mr. Easter, my station manager, teacher, extraordinaire, former student, IU grad, soon to be President of the United States of America. Well,
about that, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Minister Announcer, I heard you just awesome. I heard this is not my topic today, but I got to say, you are doing an awesome job announcing at the basketball games.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you appreciate
you're
that.
Mr. Announcer.
I appreciate that.
That's that new English.
Yeah. I got the girls sectional next week, and
hey.
I look forward to that.
Dang, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. But we got that coming up. We got some good things coming up. Things happen on the west side with our kids, our students.
West side is the best side.
It's definitely the best side. So I got I got some stuff and things to talk about. And so does my so does my student. She got this thing she called the big
board. So on the big board, we have the 5151 WBDG Marathon is
easy
coming up in
say.
April.
That's all, folks.
That's the 28th to the 30th. That's a total of 51 hours that will be on air playing music from when we first started as a program all the way up to the good hits now. And then the boys' basketball game at Carmel will be tonight, correct? Yes, tonight at 7:30. No WBDG coverage because also tonight, at Ben Davis is the girls' senior night Carmel game at 7:30. The game will be on WBDG. So right. Either tune in here or go show up and support your Giants. Either way, it's going to be a great game. February 11th is the Wayne Winter Games and Community Health Fair. That will be at the 9th Grade Center. That'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 a.m. will be the Winter Games. And then from 9:30 to noon will be the free health fair. I went last year. I brought my little brother. It was really fun. He enjoyed it a lot, actually. So
that's cool. Maybe it'd be the winter spring health fair. It'd just get real nice outside. Go ahead, Mr. Easter.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
I was going to say, and last night there was something else up there that I just erased. But it was the Career Center Open House last night. It went real well.
Yeah.
So yeah. A lot of people here. Wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, because Mr. Pratt. Assistant principal Mr. Tim Pratt was our guest last week.
So another good event by the Area 31. So
yeah, I had
hats off to Mr. Pratt and Mr. Bigerstaff and
push magic
Mr.
Button
Draco.
Whoa! Down the list. Yeah. The kids, the popcorn,
Mr. The food. Mr. Scott, name just came to me at the Bora. Mr. Bora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome staff down there.
There is something in here I think you'll like, though. So if you could stall just a second.
Oh, go ahead. Stall
just a second. Yeah. There's something in here.
Go ahead and get
go ahead and take out. Go ahead and hit the big board thing.
Go ahead and hit the big board thing.
Sorry.
That's been the big board. Right?
Yeah. Oh.
But here, hold on a second. Go ahead. Stall.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
It doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, that's a. There you go. No, yeah, that one. Yeah, mm-hmm, boom. Yeah, there. One time I did that. I said I was on the air and I said unplug the fan like I did just now. He said, "What's he talking about?" You know. But yeah, the big ABC. This is not my topic. I told y'all
Well, I do now. Wait, I do have a topic, folks. I do have a topic. Sometimes when I get on my topic, I do. Sometimes it turns to like a smorgasbord: a little bit of carrots, some potatoes, some onions, some gravy, mashed potatoes. You know, all that. New term: clean food. I just found that out yesterday. I never heard that before. Like clean food, it's real healthy food.
Oh,
called clean food.
Okay.
So I know the health, all the health nuts out there. Now I need to be a health nut. Older I get more nutty. So I need to get more healthy. So it's like, you know, it's clean food, which is kind of cool. I like that term, you know, because I first heard it, I said, wait, we don't wash any. And I wash my apples and my fruits. They're clean, but I don't wash my steaks. Well, I do wash my steak. I wash my chicken. You do rinse your meat. So I thought that was meant when you said clean food. But no, clean food pertaining to being healthy food. Go, Mr. Easter. What you got?
Here you go. This is something the PM kids cooked up. I thought you'd like this.
It's time for the big board, the biggest board in all the land. The only board bigger than a big board is a billboard. But we don't have a billboard right now, so what's up?
I like that. We had a billboard.
We did. I thought you'd like that.
I do like that.
Because it said billboard. Hey.
I like that. Wait, can we incorporate that?
I don't know.
Let's find some way. Talk to the kids. They're in charge. We just here.
Right.
I like that. Keep that handy. Keep that handy. You keep that handy. I like that. Push it again. It's not like big time New York. Just say the lights. It's like oh, this is so cool.
I gotta find it.
You gotta find it. Okay. It'd be the last place you looked.
Yeah, it's a little loud too. You might want to.
Yeah.
Turn it in. Just,
that's how it is.
It's time for the big board, the biggest board in all the land. The only board bigger than a big board is a billboard. But we don't have a billboard right now, so what's up?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that. Get up in the morning. Yeah.
That's the old Wheel of Fortune theme.
Wheel of Fortune? Okay. I'll just say Wheel of Fortune. Ed Sullivan.
Okay, that was fun.
But no. Mary Tyler Moore, she passed.
Yep. Yeah.
I was on vacation, not my topic again, but I ain't got to it yet, y'all. I was on Rodeo Drive out there in California, Nevada. Wait, Nevada? Where's Rodeo Drive? It's California, right?
I have no idea.
Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, yeah, thank you. So I'm getting old. I've been a long time. And I was going to a store, and I was right next door to a lot of nice stores, and Mary Tyler Moore was walking in while I was walking out. It shocked me and freaked me out. I said, wait a minute, that was Mary Tyler Moore. That was Mary Tyler Moore. And I said, I should go back. But I didn't want to bother her and get her autograph. I wish I would have done that. I
wonder how many times in her life she got stopped. Somebody threw their hat in front of her or something. You don't know what that means.
I have no idea what you're talking about. See,
you know, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, the Mary Tyler Moore.
You got to Google. You got to Google now. This, you got to. That's a name.
It's the old Mary Tyler Moore intro to her show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's love is all around. So the you're gonna make it after all.
Yeah.
And the last scene, she throws her hat up in the air.
She said that wasn't script. No, I saw some clips on. She said that was not script. They just said throw it up her. You know, wasn't planning to do it, and people were staring at her. She was making that spot because it was like spontaneous.
And now, if you go to if you go up there to Minneapolis, which is where the show was set, they actually have a statue of her tossing the hat.
Yeah, she. I mean, I bet she would have gave me an autograph because she was that kind of person. She was just so nice, and I love that the Dick Van Dyke Show. And she, I know Mikhail don't know nothing about that either, but your parents do. Your grandparents do.
You've seen Mary Poppins, right?
Yes.
It's the chimney sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't think of his name in the movie now.
But yeah,
but that's Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, and he played Matlock. No, that was somebody else.
Diagnosis Murder. Yeah. If you ever saw that TV show, your grandparents watched it, I'm sure.
Totally. Yeah.
No, but Dick Van Dyke's 91.
Wow,
and he's still. Still
that's
going.
Good. That's good healthcare, y'all.
You know who else?
That's no show.
And again, this is not your topic. But who else is in her 90s? Betty White, 95.
Oh, man, she's a dirty old woman. I'm
95.
She is crazy.
And she's still
so
working.
Funny.
And
so funny.
95. And Angela Lansbury's 91.
I remember her.
91 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's good healthcare. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah. So you're talking about healthcare issues on there? That's good healthcare. You live in your 90s. I don't want to live to be that low. That old, but
you'll be still hosting School Talk.
Your kids know what a telephone is.
Be like, you remember that guy that used to be general manager here, John Easter? And I'll be like, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, we had books. Y'all know what a book was?
There'll be some robot running the station then.
Yeah.
He don't remember John Easter.
It'd be real robot rock. Oh, boy, that'd be crazy.
Dr. Butts will still be the superintendent because he's, you know, he just keeps going.
He'll still be promoting.
He'll look the same.
Promoting the medical industry for hip replacement. So, okay. I heard this one jazz song this morning when I first came in. You got that for me? One jazz song I'm playing? Go ahead and hit it.
I had the one song too for you.
You got the one song? Give me the one song. Give me the one song. I like this one song. This one song. It's not called the one song. But I heard the kids were playing it yesterday. And it does kind of like tie into my topic today. And I do have a topic, you know. What do you do when you've done all you can do? Live. Get set up.
Well,
I'm sorry. My bad.
We're cutting like knives.
You got me in the picture? Got me in the picture?
We don't need me in the picture.
All right, sometimes you don't.
And I found you with
he don't want me in a picture. Am I live? I'm not talking. They can't hear me, can they? Can the audience hear
me? We're
live
on the air, too.
I'm still live.
Right now,
we are not shining stars. This I know. I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that. I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost in a alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on.
Now let's play. Bring me into it. Bring the Easter into it. Heard the kids play this yesterday, and I just kind of like it.
Carry on.
When you get up in the morning, put some water in your face.
So I'm not up. With some friends at the edge of the night, and a bar of 70.
Get the cobwebs out of your eyes.
And we talked and talked about our parents and God, all our neighbors and wives.
In the morning time, you're waking up. Ooh.
But I like to think I can cheat it all.
You stretch your arms out
to make up for the time.
Make a muscle. I'm gonna take on the world. Friday, anyway, get the weekend ahead of you. Know what you gotta do? But you know, it's so much craziness going on in the world nowadays. You know, you gotta let bring it. Don't take it all the way out. You know, it's kind of like I just want to. It's a weekend. I want you to carry on. It's just it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Sun's gonna come up tomorrow somewhere. It always does come up. Might not see it. Might be a cloudy day, but the sun will come up tomorrow.
Well, so, I got there's another song in there. It's called "Good Life" by. One Republic.
Find that one too. Yeah. This I'm all over the board today, you know, because I do have my topic was simple. What do you do when you've done all you can do? You know, there's a gospel song out there that says all you can do is stand once you do all you can do, and I like that gospel song also. All you can do just stand. So go ahead and cut that one and find that song. Just throw a booger in there too, you know. But when talking to our young people and old folks alike, you know, when you're done all you can do, what do you do? Is that it?
This is the...
Bring it up. I mean, one thing about music, you know, music, that's why I like country music. It always tells a story.
Right.
You know, my wife left me and she took my dog. But this song here...
I'll tell you why I like this song.
Go ahead.
I'll let him sing.
In the city near Piccadilly, don't really know how I got killed. I got some pictures on my phone, new names and numbers that I don't know. I test the places like Abbey Road, day turns to night, night turns to whatever we want. The young and old say, oh, this has gotta be the good life. This has
You have a song that you listen to when you get pumped up in the morning or when you want to get things in focus? And
honestly, I just listen to Bieber all the time. So
I'll tell you.
The Bieber?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A Bieber?
Biebs.
Justin Bieber.
Oh,
no. I'll tell you why I like that song. It does have a personal connection for me because it reminds me of my father.
Yeah.
My father, whenever he would be with us or whenever we'd be all together, he would always say, man, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
And so I always think of the good life when, yeah. You know, this has got to be a good life. Right, it's right. Like, you know, the lyrics of the song are just basically, they're you know, they're a band just drifting through the world.
Yeah.
And getting all these experiences. And,
right.
You know, they don't exactly know how all the pictures got on their phone, but you really don't care because just enjoy the enjoy the ride.
That is so true.
I think sometimes we get caught up in the day to day. We get caught up in the day to day, and we forget. You know, I'll be honest. Some days, I don't. The car drives itself to work.
How did I get here?
You know. It's like because you do it so often and you follow the same path and
right.
You know you stop for your breakfast and it's just like the car gets here.
Yeah.
And you get out in the parking lot and you know you play with my phone for a few minutes and then I come in and get ready to go. And it's it can get to be the same, but every day it's like you pass things or sometimes I'll pass something and I'll be like I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I drive this route every day, so I guess the idea is it's a good life. So just get out there and look around a little bit. Enjoy it.
You got to enjoy it one day at a time. Now, going back to you. I ain't got to my topic yet.
I might not get there.
This is an old-fashioned show, ladies and gentlemen.
I was thinking about my mom, and now I'm probably getting the nostalgia, but January 31st, my mom's birthday. It would have been my mom's birthday. But it's like my mama always said it's going to be all right. No matter what we were going through, no matter what type of heck we were going through, how bad it was, she always would say it's going to be all right. And for some crazy reason beyond my imagination, it was. I mean, no big, if it was a financial issue, no big bunch of money came in. It was a food issue, not big truck food or food came in. But it always was. All right. Parents had that magic.
Well, and two, I think sometimes when you keep a positive outlook.
Yeah.
Too, and you instead of looking at everything in your life, because I know you've had some struggles.
Issues.
I've had struggles. You've had some issues in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's a whole show.
But instead of looking at things in a negative fashion, you always look for the positive.
Yeah.
And I think when you always look for the positive in something, you know, I think that sometimes you find things you didn't probably normally would think were positive. But
that's a fact.
But you find the positive in everything.
That's not an alternative fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
The views expressed on School Talk, or not, no.
That's probably in the dictionary somewhere. So it's an educational situation.
Hashtag.
It's a fact. But what do you do when you've done all you can do? Now I'm getting towards my topic.
Okay.
Now we're going to chime in a little bit. Okay, from a student point of view, you stayed up late all night long, studied for an exam. You studied. Now, one thing about good study habits, I know nothing about. I mean, I'm serious. I know nothing about good study habits because I didn't finish high school. Okay, I didn't finish high school. So I can't stand here and tell you what good, in your opinion, what's good study habits?
I take really great notes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I very detailed and they're very organized.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just very organized. So I can go back, I can read those. If I'm not understanding anything, then I'll redo a problem over and over again. Like, that's how I learn. My sister is completely different, on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
She has to have people, like, ask her questions and stuff. So we're, you know, there's different for different people.
Different strokes for different folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have any strokes. So I had no good study habits, you know. So I can't tell you that you're going to ace the exam if you exercise good study habits, but I can tell you will flunk the exam if you don't study. I can definitely tell you I can definitely tell you that. I can definitely do the reverse on that one. You know, now first let me say that education is one of the most essential elements of a successful life, right along with doing people right that come along your way and treating people the right way. Those two are so essential. When it comes to education, I know what I'm talking about. You see, I know the power of education. I know the power of a college degree because I don't have a college degree. I know the power of finishing high school because I didn't finish high school. I know the power of education because I did get a GED while I was in the Marine Corps. And I know the power of making the wrong decisions. And I do know that when you're in high school, making those decisions will last with you, will stay with you the rest of your life. Believe me. Those high school decisions stay with you. If you guys didn't finish high school, what would you be, Mr. Easter? You wouldn't be where you're sitting at.
No, I know
you
would.
I know where you won't be. You won't be sitting right there in that seat.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here.
I know that. You know,
might be on the air somewhere. I don't know.
We'll be a teacher. We got your degree.
Wouldn't be having fun.
And getting paid to have fun. Dr. Butch, just because I said Mr. Easter is having fun on the payroll does not mean he deserves a deduction and raise. We're allowed to have fun at work and get paid at the same. I love Dr. Butch.
He's actually in the building this morning.
He is?
Is he?
Hey, Mr. Dr. Butch, you can do a flyby. by the end of you already know you're welcome to on the show.
He has a quarterly. I don't know if it's quarterly or if it's yearly, but he goes to each school and has a meeting. Sure. You call it Bagels with Butts.
But he does that. Yeah. He also comes to school when he's just want to check on and say hi. So he's a good superintendent.
He's in here. He's
awesome. I mean,
that's one of the things I appreciate about not only him but all the administrators. Yeah. Is they're all visible and.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I appreciate is, like, he knows me by name. So, like, he's sending me back, hey, Mikhail. I'm like, oh, hi.
What you see is what you get. You know, they are genuine. Dr. Butts is genuine.
Absolutely.
Staff. All staff is that way. All the teachers are that way. Mm-hmm. What you see is what
school
you get.
School board's that way.
Yes, school board. You see them out in the street. You talk to them. They're just great people. You know, they're just great people. You know, so. But like I said, I did get my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But let's say now here, as a student, you get. Use like Michaela said, those good study habits. You've done all you can do. And you did study habits. Now, let's say you're still having issues. There's some more stuff you can do. You need to talk to your parents. Now I'm preaching to the choir. If your parents don't want to talk to you, find an uncle or aunt that, you know, that's your favorite. And talk to them. Talk to your teachers. Please talk to your teachers if you're having issues when it comes to an exam or a study issue. Talk to your teachers. Talk to your counselors. If that's not working, talk to the principal. I'm gonna go deeper than that. Talk to the superintendent. I'll say that. Let's say you feel like the teachers and just don't hear you after they listen to you. You still feel you got to talk to someone. You got to exhaust every avenue because this is your education. This is my opinion. This is your education. This is your time. This is your life. This is your. You got to get this. When you get out of high school, you got to have this. So while you're in high school, don't leave no rock unturned. If you don't understand, because when I was in high school, if I would have just talked to my teachers, I know I would have finished one of those high schools. I went through four of them, didn't finish none of them. You know, but I didn't really talk to my teachers, and I didn't feel my teachers really cared about me. I don't think anybody knew my name. Not even the janitors. Janitors know all the knuckleheads name, but I don't think the janitors even knew my name. But this is, as a student, from student point of view, this is your life and this is your future. You know, you don't have the luxury, and I say it's a luxury, to really to make that many mistakes to mess up your high school time because you don't get this high school time back. Prom? I didn't go to prom. I can't go. I can come back now as a chaperone.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I can have it's my chaperone day. We're chaperones. This is my day. You know, I missed my prom when I was in high school 99 years ago. And now I'm a chaperone. This is my chaperone gate. My chaperone. We can't dance. We got to watch y'all dance. We dance on the break when y'all go home or something like that. When they break it down. But the rest of your life is affected by your high school. Like yesterday, I saw a student name. His nickname was Chi-Town. He'll say it too. He was a knucklehead. And while he's in high school, but he's got a little girl, and he's working. He's got two good legit jobs, and he's living life. He's learned, and I meet so many kids from Ben Davis now are mamas, and their daddies, and they got jobs. Mike Covington played basketball Hey, he was over my house a week ago. We're talking about some business ideas, and he's what introduced me to the term clean food. You know, the kids are doing some great things outside of high school, but like you say, you got to get through high school. So when you're done, all you can do and talk to all your teachers, you know, and done had the great study habits, and you get all that, and you got it. You know, just stand tall.
Well, and related to that, and I got some time here, but related to that, take every opportunity that you have too. I know sometimes people won't apply for a scholarship or something because they think it's only $500, or they think, oh, I'm not going to apply for that scholarship because I won't have a chance of getting it. Or they think, oh, I've got this offer to go to this school to play football, but I'm waiting for the Division I's to call.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yet you've got all these other offers. You're going to get to go to school for free, get to do get
what
to play,
you love.
Yeah, get to play football and go to school. So sometimes it's like you look at the other side of the fence and you think the grass is greener, and just take one of those offers that's on the table.
Exactly.
Because they won't be there forever.
Right.
They'll move on.
It will definitely move on.
Yeah, you know, those there's somebody else out there that's got the same offer as you.
Same way. That's so, right. Same you way know, with your job.
That's right. I mean, they
another person behind you.
Yep, that's right. So you know, just make sure that you take advantage of what's given.
Right. So once you going back to my study, once you have done your studying, gone over with your teacher, got your notes, you feel good, you took the exam, you got it, you're going, nothing else left for you to do but stand tall and decide that you're going to, you know, go for the best and not settle for the less. The word decide is a interesting word. And for illustrations only now, illustrations only, the word decide ends in C-I-D-E, side. For illustrations only, I'll say it again, like the word suicide or homicide, they also end in the letter C-I-D, side, C-I-D-E, side. Something ceases to exist. You are killing something. And in this case, you're killing your reason to fail. So when you decide you're going to go ahead, do your best, give your best, you kill your reason to fail. So make the right decision, you know, and decide that you're going to be successful. Now, my next line on that, and I got a couple more minutes, is sports. This is really a real quick one, but it's a real close one to me. In sports, you gave your all in sports. Now, that's very interesting because my grandson plays basketball. And when he's playing basketball, he hates losing. Boy, he hates losing. And he takes it personally. And he's really hurting after each loss. And I keep telling him, when I'm old school, I keep saying that, you know, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But that, not to him. It's whether you win or lose. And he's really beating himself up if they lose. And I keep trying to explain to him, learn. If you learn something, regardless of you win or lose and you played the game well, then that's great. Don't dwell on it. But he dwells on it.
Well, if you look at Bill Belichick, he's probably greatest coach, at least in modern times, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to, what, 7 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
He won 4.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 other times.
Right, right.
He went home.
Yeah. But you got to check it off. You know,
you know what I mean?
But it's a game. But you got to also keep it in focus. It is a game. And you learn a lot of life lessons playing that game, that's for sure, that you can use in life. But it's a game. So when you get done playing the game, you go back to reality. You've been to a movie, and you're sitting there watching the movie. And while you're watching the movie, you're not thinking about nothing else. You're like you're on a mental vacation while you're watching that movie. And then
La La Land just the other day.
There you go. And then the movie's over. You walk towards your exit. The door opens up. If it's the daytime, you see the light, and you go like, "Dang, I'm back to reality."
Yeah.
You know, that's how sports is. Sports is a game. When it's over, bam, come on back to reality. So as it pertains to sport, give it your all. Play as hard as you can. Leave it all on the court. Leave it all on the field. Give it your best. You know, and then when you know you gave your best, don't beat yourself up. So my grandson, I say, don't beat yourself up when you know you've done all you can do to win that game and the other team won. Don't beat yourself up because life still goes on, and get ready for the next game. You got to shut it off. You know, but sometimes, and I don't know how coaches think. Maybe Coach Kirsten can tell me one day, you know. And then, but I hope they instill that in young people too.
Well, I know from talking to Coach Kirsten over the years that winning and losing means a lot less than it used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to be everything was about doing everything you could do to win. And now it's much more about what you talk about. Putting in those life skills, you know, winning is great. And obviously he's won a state championship and has done those things, been the coach of the all-star team, things that. I mean, he's done all those things, but if they take a loss, he's not going to like it.
Yeah,
he's not going to like it, but swallowing. But it's not the end of the world.
A bitter pill, like swallowing back in the day with castor oil. You know about that? Castor oil?
Yeah, my sister had to use it once.
That's a bitter, definitely a bitter pill.
I can't speak for him, but I mean, just talking to and hearing him speak.
He's a great
and
kid.
Hearing his testimony.
Coach,
you know, about being a head coach. You know, where he talks a lot about getting to know your players.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
You know, I heard too, and I know we're over, but we're always over. Herman Edwards, he wasn't the most successful coach in the NFL, but one thing he always talked about was getting to know your players, going by, you know, saying, how you doing? How's your wife? How's your kids?
Mm-hmm.
He said, he always made it a point, and he'd write down 5 players every day, and he'd go down, and that's a leadership thing,
exactly.
too, from a leadership perspective, is, you know, write down 4 or 5 people. If you're a boss and you have a lot of people in your building or wherever you are, whoever you're, you know, over, write down and just have a casual conversation. It doesn't have to be in depth, but be like, hey, Emerson, how's Mary doing? You know, she doing well? That's his wife.
Yeah.
She doing well?
Hey, boo.
Grandkids good?
Thank you.
You know? Yep. And then that not only tells you that, you know, what's going on with them, but that also tells them that you care about them just because you took the time to go down and talk. So that's a leadership thing.
Exactly.
You know, another thing he said this morning, I heard this and it stuck with me. Your word is your bond.
Ooh.
He said, what you do in the dark better be what you do in the light.
That is so true.
That was so good.
That is so true. You know, it's one thing about...
He said, anybody knows him knows that that's the case in his life.
If you're young, don't understand that. Keep on living. As older you get, it makes lots... A lot of things make more sense as you get older.
Oh, yeah.
even as teenagers, they probably said when they were younger, and they did some things, and why did I get in trouble? Now I know why I got in trouble for that. You know, now I understand what that means. And just keep on living, folks. Just keep on living. The sun comes up somewhere tomorrow. Somewhere. You might not see it for the cloud, but the sun is up there. So we're going to have a good day. We are over. I was all over the place again like a intoxicated driver.
It's good. It's a good old...
Smorgasbord
show.
Anybody next week? Anybody special?
Lisa Bays.
Lisa Bays? Oh, I ain't seen Lisa in the group.
Yeah, she's coming to talk about the Wayne Winter Games and the health fair. Education Foundation is, you know, way behind that as they usually are.
Yeah.
So they do so many great
that's
things.
That's an awesome organization. I don't care nobody.
So that's next week's show.
Yeah.
Well, now after that, we've been reaching out to some people and. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, some people will
got a new police chief.
Come back. Yeah,
we haven't had a police chief under since for a while.
Chief Barker, I think, wasn't it?
Chief Barker, yeah. Yeah, we need to get
the sheriff on here.
Yeah. Jeff John. Ben Davis grad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, McKay, you ready to go to class?
Yep.
What's your class? What class are you going to?
Newspaper? Yep.
You the editor?
Yep.
You're the
photo editor.
Oh, you the photo editor. So you're responsible for the pictures.
Spotlight comes out today?
Yep. Pictures comes out today.
Yeah, so, talented students. Well, I'm going to get you back to class. Because to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And that is so true. When I saw Chi-Town at Walmart, I said, he's been copying when he was in high school, he was a knucklehead. He was copying the wrong people. But now he's a younger adult now. He's got a child. He's got a couple jobs, legit jobs. And he's copying the right people. That is so encouraging when you go out and see your Ben Davis students
get to be young adults. This is just so great. And guess what, folks? Young man, you already know what I would say. You gotta be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand this legend. I'm never gonna like it. It's never gonna be a fad. I'm never gonna catch on to it. It just don't matter. What if you start, now what'd be worse than a faggot start wearing your pants backwards? Like Chris Cross did. That'd be mad. Sagging pants backwards. That'd be all messed up. I would need a checkup from the neck up. I need some checkup. That'd be stupid. That'd be S-T-U-P-I-D. That's stupid looking. Anyway, views best of school talk. Let's say the views of MC Wayne Township or Benny's High School Giant 98.9. Then my views of my guest. Next week, Lisa Bates, the Education Foundation. We're going to learn stuff and things. That's an awesome foundation. That's awesome. Dr. Butts, that's an awesome foundation. But you already know that. I like Dr. Butts.
I do too.
I said his name 10 times today. Dr. Butts. Dude, why you calling my name? I don't know. See you next week, on. And be careful out there. See you next week, on. School talk.